Why Trump is trying to crush Turkey. The United States and Turkey, as of the second week of August 2018, are ready to break off diplomatic relations as a result of broad U.S. sanctions on Turkey. However, not only is Turkey a full NATO member, an organization whose charter legally prohibits President Trump's actions under its mutual assistance tenets, but Turkey also hosts U.S. forces as well. Trump tweeted his opening attack on Turkey as follows. Obviously unaware of thousands of American troops in and around Turkey, dependent on that nation's cooperation and goodwill. Trump said, I have just authorized a doubling of tariffs on steel and aluminum with respect to Turkey as their currency, the Turkish lira, slides rapidly downward against our very strong dollar. Aluminum will now be 20% and steel 50%. Relations with Turkey and the United States are not good at this time. These forces may well be expelled from Turkey at any time. Among those forces is a nuclear weapons command with an estimated 84 B-61 nuclear weapons and 24 specially modified F-16 aircraft capable of supporting thermonuclear warfare against targets in the Middle East from Turkish soil. Additionally, the U.S. keeps a rapid deployment corps near Istanbul, maintains a base in Izmir, one in Kerecik and another in Diyarbakir. There are also Patriot missile batteries and supporting radar stationed in Turkey to support American military action allegedly against Daesh. Beyond that, the U.S. maintains a massive CIA presence in Turkey, including thousands of CIA and State Department contractors in Hatay province who support their so-called moderate opposition commands in Syria's Idlib province, but are also alleged to support both Daesh and Al-Qaeda forces, as well as, according to Russia's ministries of defense and foreign ministry. Beyond that, America supplies its military forces inside Syria and Iraq through Turkey. All the while, the U.S. has supported Kurdish organizations inside Syria. The long-standing conflict between the Kurdish peoples and Turkey has created a backdrop for U.S. mischief-making against Turkey, part of what Turkey's President Erdogan sees as an America-Israel move to castrate and balkanize Turkey. On August 8, 2018, the United States of America, or rather President Trump, announced a doubling of tariffs on Turkey's steel and aluminum. With the Turkish lira at record lows against the dollar, Turkey faces an economic meltdown clearly ordered by Trump personally. The rationale used by the U.S. ostensibly is the continued detention of an American pastor, Andrew Brunson, for his ties to outlaw Turkish banking and media magnate and cleric Fethullah Gulen. Sources in Turkey insisted Brunson acted as a CIA asset for 24 years in Turkey, working in conjunction with the Gulen organization, and CIA infiltrated and operated aid groups and non-commissioned officer, NCOs like the White Helmets and the Union of Medical Care and Relief Organizations. The CIA has a long history of using pastors, something learned from the British, who use missionaries in Africa, India, and China as intelligence sources from the 18th century onward. For America, the practice can only be traced to rough beginnings. John Birch in China with OSS, that is Office of Strategic Services, forerunner of today's CIA, or with extremists like Muslims' Holy Book, the Holy Quran, Burning Terry Jones, a 12-year Gladio operative expelled from Germany. Gladio was set up to be a stay behind guerrilla network of Freemasons and other targeted groups that morphed in 1970s into a number of terror organizations. Gladio operatives kidnapped and murdered Italian Prime Minister Aldo Moro and were responsible for decades of bombings across Europe. With Turkey, the U.S. had chosen the Gulen organization with its powerful network reaching from Pakistan into the Caspian Basin and Caucasus, operating schools and controlling key government posts in half a dozen nations. Gulenites represents an elite that includes military officers and civil servants, part of a network that covers the media and banking empire, but also fosters strong interrelationships in trade and commerce as well. As to whether Gulen himself, having fled to the U.S. in 1999, openly sided with the U.S. against Turkey or was unable to prevent his organization from being coopted remains to be seen. Either way, Turkey's President Erdogan blames not only Gulen but the CIA for the attempt on his life during the 2016 coup attempt. One thing is clear. As we observe Trump's history, his actions are driven out of Tel Aviv rather than Washington, and he's responding to the rapid decline in Israel-Turkey relations rather than acting as a NATO partner. To this end, walking away from Turkey as a strategic partner in the region is a hygiene error, not Trump's first by any means. Then again, Trump personally will not be facing consequences. He has only minimum personal investments in Turkey. Though many believe Trump owns the Trump Tower in Istanbul, in fact, Trump owns nothing in Turkey. This is a license agreement, only unlike Trump's investments in Saudi Arabia. Trump's gross income from his Turkish partners since 2015 has been $1 to $5 million only, a paltry sum to Trump. Additionally, when it comes to conflicts of interest, Trump has many. Accusations are piling up that Trump's trade wars have been custom designed to benefit large contributors by pushing American industries into sourcing steel, aluminum, and other materials from sources close to Trump himself, sources that are price gouging, a customer base now limited to fewer potential suppliers. In fact, Trump's entire list of tariffs and sanctions, when examined closely, shows signs of carefully crafted profiteering and insider trading. This given, with Trump's personal relationships greatly enhanced by an administration deeply infected with Wall Street cronyism and blind adherence to Israel's extremist policies, policies toward Turkey are more likely ploys intent on market manipulation more than real changes in regional foreign policy. In fact, most American moves since Trump has taken office in no way resemble anything that could be remotely accused of as being a policy at all, coherent or not. Perhaps it's time for Erdogan to take a stand, expel the CIA and U.S. Department of Defense from Turkey, and push for NATO to expel the United States of America. Most probably, a majority of NATO nations would support such a move. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, what you heard was from an informative analysis by Gordon Duff, a Marine combat veteran of the Vietnam War who has worked on veterans and POW issues for decades and consulted with governments challenged by security issues. Gordon Duff is a senior editor and chairman of the board of the Veterans Today. Many thanks for being with us. Goodbye.